So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught the following distinction. Kachik kachim kol shahoysu lo shaseta lekahanim im boilim ba. If the meat of kachik kachim became permitted to the kahanim at one point, there is no issa me'ila, even though afterward it became pasul, because the basur is no longer kachik Hashem. If the meat of kachik kachim was never permitted to the kahanim, there is issa me'ila, because the basur is still considered kachik Hashem. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion as to which avodah removes the issa me'ila. Perhaps heter shechita shenina. Shechita alone removes the issa me'ila, because shechita is considered a heter through which the kahanim can proceed with the remaining avodah. Or heter zrika shenina. Kabbal Saddam is also required to remove the issa me'ila, because kabbal is considered a heter through which the carbon becomes fit for zrika, and kala oimid lizarik kizarik dami. Once the carbon is fit for zrika, it is considered as if the zrika was already done. Or heter achila shenina. Zrika Saddam is also required to remove the issa me'ila, because zrika is the heter through which the meat becomes permitted to be eaten by the kahanim. And the Gemara concludes that this is actually a machlekes. Chizki holds heter shechita sheninu, while Rabbi Yechon holds heter achila sheninu. The Gemara proceeds with three possible proofs that heter zrika sheninu. Our Mishnah states, Izahi shahayilo shaset lekahanim, shalana v'shenitma v'shiyatza. If the carbon was left overnight, or became tamei, or it was removed from the mikdash, there is no issa me'ila, because there was a shas heter. The Gemara initially assumes that shalana, etc., refers to delon dam. The blood was left overnight before zrika was done. And even so, in moilim bay, apparently because heter zrika sheninu, kabbalas adam alone removes the issa me'ila. The Gemara says that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps shalana refers to delon baser. The meat was left overnight after zrika was done. And therefore, in moilim bay, because heter achila sheninu, the zrika removed the issa me'ila. Next proof is from the continuation of the Mishnah. If a disqualified person performed Kabbalah and then Zirika was done, there is issa me'ila, because there was no Shas Heter. The Mishnah does not specify who performed the Zirika. Now, it cannot be that the Mishnah means Kiblu Psulun Vizarku Psulun. The Psulun did both the Kabbalah and the Zirika, and therefore there is issa me'ila, because Lamalia de Ikatarti. We don't need the psulim to do both in order to retain the issa me'ila, because once the psulim do the kabbalah, the dam is pasul, and there's no heter zrika, and certainly no heter achila, even if the zrika is done, because the dam is pasul. Therefore, we must say that the Mishnah means kablu psulim bezarku kisherin moilim bay. The psulim only did the kabbalah, but a kasher did the zrika. And the Mishnah wants to teach the implication that only in this case the issa me'ila remains, because the dam already became pasul at the kabbalah, and there's no heter zrika, and certainly no heter achila. However, in the opposite case, where kablu kasherin bezarku psulin ein moilim bay, if kasherin did the kabbalah and psulin did the zrika, there is no issa me'ila. Apparently, because had the zrika sheninu, the kabbalah alone accomplished a had the zrika, even though it then became possible because of the zrika's psulin. The Gemara rejects this proof and says that according to the opinion het achila sheninu, we can explain our Mishnah as follows. As Taisa explains, when the Mishnah says veizayhi shalohaisu l'shas akosh l'kahanim veshakiblu psulin bezarku es damu moilim bay, kablu psulin lav dafka. Perhaps the main point is that zarku psulin, regardless of who did the kabbalah, because the reason the issa me'ila remains is because heter achila sheninu, and we need the zrika to accomplish a heter achila kahanim in order to remove the issa me'ila. The Gemara proceeds with a third proof to heter zrika sheninu. Hapigul la'olam moilim bay. If carbon became pigul, the zrika does not remove the issa me'ila. The Gemara initially assumes that this is the case of deloy zark. They did not perform zrika, and only if it was pigul, then moilin. But if it was not pigul, then ain moilin. Apparently, because het zrika sheninu, kabbalah alone removes the issa me'ila. The Gemara explains that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps this is a case of zark. They did perform zrika, and the Braisa comes to teach the previously mentioned halacha of Rav Gidol, zrika's pigul, ein ma'itzi mide me'ila ve'ein mevil de me'ila. As part of the discussion of the second proof, the Gemara discusses the halacha of shirayim, leftover dam of a carbon. Generally, if the dam sheneskabel b'kli, the blood of a carbon that was collected in the vessel, is spilled, the halacha is im yesh dam ha-nefesh, yachsar kosher b'kabel. If there's still dam coming from the neck of the animal, a kohen can collect that dam into a kli. Or if there's dam that was collected during the shechita into another kli, this dam can be used for zrikas adam. However, after zrikas adam, any other dam is rendered shirayim and can no longer be used for zrikas adam. Now, the question arises, pasul mao sheyasa shirayim. If a kohen pasul performed zrika, does this zrika psula render the rest of the lifeblood still inside the animal shirayim, left over blood, and disqualified? Or can a kohen kasher receive more dam and perform a proper zrika? Rabbi Yechonon says, Einoisi shirayim el chutz l'zmanim v'chutzim kaimai, hayilu maratz l'pigulai. The only disqualified zrika that renders the rest of the blood shirayim is when the carbon was brought with intention to eat it at the wrong time or place, because based on the halacha of Atche Yaakov Matam Kemitzvasei, the zrika accomplishes that the carbon becomes pigul and invalidates it. However, the zrika of a kohen pasul does not render the rest of the blood shirayim because it accomplishes nothing. However, Argamar adds that tamei de'isa b'tzibur mashvi shirayim. The Srikas Adam of a Kohen Tami renders the blood Shirayim because the Kohen Tami is eligible to do the Avodah of a carbon tzibur based on Tomahotra B'tzibur. However, Shar P'sulim, Deloy Esnin B'tzibur, Loy Meshvin Shirayim. The Srikas Adam of other P'sulim does not render the blood Shirayim because they are always disqualified for the Avodah. The discussion of whether Het Zrika Shaninu or Het Achilu Shaninu continues in the next daf.